Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, always download the free Odyssey app. Take us wherever you're on the go. And Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. We're joined by Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Kevin, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Is it time to get Rick?
It's happy Friday the 13th, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Oh, that's definitely a Rick Friday then.
It certainly is. So you're not on to review any big opening movies because most of those are pushed to Christmas week. It's all about the Golden Globes for one Kevin McCarthy going forward, correct, this week?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that Eric Bickle has seen every one of the films that's been nominated so far for the Golden Globes.
I don't think I've been to the theater this year.
We went through the list of at least the movies for, like, best drama.
None of them.
I think Drab T-Shirt saw the movie about all the popes, but the Conclave, I believe.
When did the Roadhouse come out? When did we see that one?
That was last year?
Last summer?
That might have been earlier this year.
That's the last movie I've seen in a theater.
That will not be nominated for any Golden Globes.
All right. I wouldn't think. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Eric, I have a question for you. I know I've been doing reviews for you guys almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years next year. I don't remember. Did you go to the movies often even before the pandemic? You've never been a big theater guy, have you?
No. Never went. Once or twice a year.
Okay, I mean, you're so talking to a guy who got a theater room in his basement, but he doesn't watch any movies in his theater
room. But I watch
room.
Games and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I will say, and Eric, I know exactly the kinds of movies that you're into. I mean, Eric, for people who are listening, everyone knows you like courtroom dramas and you like The Firm and the lawyer.
It's kind of
films
a bit, but sure.
Pelican Brief, yeah. He's big on that.
I like documentaries, Kev.
Yeah. I actually think that Conclave would have been a movie that you would have dug. I mean, I know Drab saw it, like you said, which is the movie about the Pope passing away, and then they're trying to vote on the new Pope. That
the
has
smoke
kind of a
coming out of the thing. Yeah,
just kind of a courtroom element to that. I mean, I will say, to your point about those, though, there was a time in the 90s where that type of movie was a big deal, a good courtroom drama. Things like that. But I mean, I do think that some of those genres are coming back. A lot of the films that are nominated this year, there's some really interesting films that are coming out that I think you guys are going to be into, especially Christmas Day. It's funny, and this is not a name drop, but there's no way of saying this without sounding like a name drop.
Here comes the big time. I can't wait for it.
I was talking with Nicole Kidman the other day.
By the way, she is awesome in Special Ops Lioness. She is awesome.
I've never seen that. What's that? It's a show?
It's on Paramount.
Yeah, you've missed almost two seasons.
No, I mean,
you have missed two seasons, actually.
Yeah, it's so funny. I don't watch as much TV as you guys do because Jason, you used to go to the movies like once a week, didn't you? No, do you go?
Yeah,
do
but
you
there's nothing. No, because there's nothing out that I really want to see anymore.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, we've been conditioned now for streaming. It's like, you know, like Squid Game, for example. I'm in the middle of watching season two of that right now because I'm talking to the cast today, mm-hmm. and I get it. I mean, like I don't know. I mean, like, I think our brains, the way we binge now, it's a little scary that how much access we have to things and how much content there is out there. But I don't know. I think Jerry Seinfeld mentioned this recently. Like, you kind of miss the days where there was like one or two movies that came out and like before streaming and everybody was talking about that one or two films. Now, as I'm about to go through the Golden Globe nominations with you guys, I'm assuming that most of you haven't even seen half or 80% of these movies, as Cakes was saying. And it is kind of crazy. There's almost too much. But I do think that, like, and going back to the Nicole Kidman thing for a second, did you guys go to the movies on Christmas Day growing up? Because
No.
I was interviewing. See, I always, Christmas Day was always a big movie day for me because a lot of films come out Christmas Day. And
I mean,
didn't
I might have done it
sometimes.
When I was like a teenager, like a long time. I haven't done it in 30 years, no chance.
I think sometimes, probably every couple years.
I didn't realize it was an American thing, because I always forget she's Australian. Yes. I was interviewing her for this movie called Baby Girl, and her and this actor named Harris Dickinson, and then the director, I think Harris is from the UK, and I think the director is Dutch, so their movie comes out Christmas Day, and I'm like talking to them about Christmas Day movies, and they thought I was like insane that I would go to the movies on Christmas Day. I mean, they didn't literally say that, but they thought it was crazy that somebody would go to the movies.
No,
on Christmas
I know
Day.
It's a thing. So, how hot is she in person, Nicole Kidman?
I didn't talk to her in person. I was on
it was Zoom?
On virtual. A lot. It's so funny. This week in particular has been kind of one of the craziest weeks of interviews I've had in a long time. I interviewed her. I interviewed Jennifer Lopez this week. I interviewed Ben Stiller and Adam Scott for Severance, Patricia Arquette, a bunch of people. But you know what? It was crazy. I've never talked to Christopher Walken before. And I got him for that show Severance. Have you guys seen the show Severance on Apple TV?
My son watched like an episode of it like once when we were on vacation, and I watched 5 minutes, and I said,
"You fell asleep."
I said, "This show is not for flakes, not for me,
dude." Dude, did you know the concept of the show? It's awesome. Did you get further into it and at least to learn the concept?
No.
What's it about?
Oh, I mean, you can tell us what it is. But
Cakes, you're right. I watched like the first 3-4 episodes.
Yeah.
Butt bored.
You want that time back?
I want those 4 hours of my life
yes,
back. I'll never get that time back of my life.
Yep.
What are you talking about? It's so intense.
It's so nubs.
Kev,
what's the plot?
The plot is basically this. Like, so in the world of the show, when you check into work, you turn into essentially a different person. You don't realize who yourself is outside of work, and the person inside of work is almost different from the person outside. So you have like this work-life balance, but they're basically, something's going on down there in that basement. And I already lost you guys.
It seems like everything interests him.
No, you check into work and like your brain scans and it turns your brain off from being in the outside. And
then
you leave work and your brain turns back on. You don't remember what you just did at work.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, so it's the saga of Lurch.
Cool.
The reason why I asked you if you had interviewed Kidman live is because there were these viral pictures of Marissa Tomei last week, and Valdez said she's the hottest 60-year-old he's ever seen. Have you interviewed her in person?
I've never interviewed Marissa Tomei in person. I've talked to her over Zoom. I think she's absolutely stunning. I mean, what's interesting is Nicole Kidman, going back to Nicole Kidman, for example, Nicole Kidman, I think, is one of the most beautiful actors on the planet. I've always thought she was gorgeous, but in particular, speaking to her 2 days ago, I've always found her to be very beautiful, and Marissa Tomei as well. It's interesting because growing up, like, there's a lot of these actors that I would watch growing up. And honestly, I think Nicole Kidman and Marissa Tomei and everybody, they're two of the most beautiful actors in the world, for sure.
Yeah, she looks great in that show that I watch, man. She's
all right,
stunning.
So what are the nominations that are making
waves?
What
are the ones that you want to talk about? Yeah.
I mean, in the best drama category, I mean, so I don't know if you guys have heard of the Bob Dylan movie yet, A Complete Unknown, which is the Timothée Chalamet film. So in the drama category for the Golden Globes, you have A Complete Unknown, you have Conclave, you have Dune Part 2, Nickel Boys and September 5th, and The Brutalist. Now, The Brutalist is one of the best films of the year. That's Adrien Brody. That's an incredible film about an architect who's Guy Pearce's character hires Adrien Brody's character to build this massive structure. And Adrien Brody's character starts to build his trauma into the building. It's a remarkable story. I won't give away too much, but I highly, highly recommend seeing that. Dune Part 2, obviously one of the most successful films of the year. A Complete Unknown, as I mentioned, is the Bob Dylan film. Timothée Chalamet learned everything. Like, he plays and sings live. Plays the guitar, plays harmonica, sings the song, sounds just like Dylan, looks just like Dylan. It's insane. And the guy who directed it did 310 to Yuma and Walk the Line, James Mangold. So that's going to be one of the big Oscar films this year. That opens up on Christmas Day. And then, as I mentioned, Conclave, which is the movie that Drab saw. That's in the best.
Hey, Kevin, let me interrupt here. Do 20 and 30-year-olds, like, I would guess that's generally Chalamet's, like, target audience, do they care about him playing Bob Dylan?
Well, I think that's kind of the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I kind of equate it to Taylor Swift and vinyl. Like, she's kind of brought back vinyl for in a way. Like, same with Harry Styles. When these younger artists who have a younger you know, audience and a fan base, they start to introduce these older school techniques, especially like vinyl, particularly because vinyl, you know, it, practically speaking, you know, we can all stream music now, but I argue that vinyl sounds better. And for a generation of younger kids to grow up now in this modern age and get record players and get vinyl. So anyways, going back to the Dylan question, yeah, I do think that Chalamet has enough star power. He might be the most, I don't know if he's one of the best younger actor at the moment. He could possibly win Best Actor for this award, for this movie. He's going to be nominated for sure. He'd be the youngest actor ever to win Best Actor. So for sure, I think that he can introduce Dylan to a younger generation, and I think his fans are so loyal that they would probably find themselves, because remember, he sang all these songs live and played them. They're going to release an album of his version of all the songs. So there's going to be a vinyl album and a iTunes album of Chalamet singing all Dylan songs. So that's going to be a huge thing for his fans anyway. So they're going to be introduced to Dylan songs probably for the first time.
That is pretty cool that he learned how to play guitar and harmonica. It's not like they're just
he had never played guitar before. He just learned for the movie.
I don't know if he ever played like prior, but he didn't. I mean, he it took him 5 years to prep for the role. So he had 5 years to learn all the songs and learn all the harmonica parts and everything. I don't know for sure if he's ever picked up a guitar in his life, but what's interesting about it is when you're watching the film, he's so Bob Dylan that it's actually terrifying in a way. Like, I found it to be scary, like almost like a magic trick, because you're looking at this 27-year-old, 28-year-old kid who's completely transformed into Dylan. He's playing these songs live. When he does The Times They Are a-Changin', it is absolutely remarkable. Like, I thought he was Bob Dylan. And I've seen the movie twice, and I cannot get over how great he is. So I think he possibly is going to win Best Actor, hopefully. We'll
Kevin,
see.
We're running short on time, my friend. We will talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend, and get ready those Christmas movies to tell us about that are hitting the theaters
definitely
in a couple weeks.
Yeah, just real quick, it's Nosferatu, Baby Girl, and A Complete Unknown. Those are the Christmas Day movies, and I'll have reviews of those next week for you guys.
Excellent.
All right, Ricky.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to talk to you, man.
See you, buddy.
Love
talk to you next week. That's Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. We have John Feinstein coming up at 8. When we come back, we'll hit the Skins as the Skins ready to take on the Saints in New Orleans this week.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Again, time to hit the Skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Let me see if I can balance this throughout. Need to hit the Skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can.
Yep.
Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great, friends.
Can the Commanders be great on Sunday? That's the question.
I don't even know if they need to be great. Just be good to pretty good.
Pretty good.
And you should be able to take care of a team with a guy making his first start.
If they're good, they'll win by 10 or more. If they're pretty good, they'll win by 6 or 7.
It's not a cover.
No, I don't know about the cover.
I'm not going to lie. I'm selfish. I need Jaden to have a great, great game.
You need a boom game.
Yeah, I need a boom.
You're the biggest Jaden fan in the country.
I need a boom game.
You need a boom, not a doom, like the Costco guys.
I like that when you're rooting for my boys.
He's been my starting fantasy quarterback for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
He's your guy.
He's my guy.
He's your guy.
I've had the most faith in him.
Yep. You have had a lot of faith in Jaden.
I mean, if you drafted him, who else did you draft?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, and when did you switch?
About week
3 or 4.
After week 2.
Yeah, no turning back at that point.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels will be a very high fantasy pick next year. Very high.
It's a keeper league.
You know, the question. Keeper league too? Yeah. Oh.
You know how every fantasy player just kind of reacts to what the players did the year before.
Sure.
So that's why McCaffrey, who had a huge year last year, was the number one pick pretty much in every draft.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it going to be, like Jamar Chase?
It's either Jamar Chase, I think, or Saquon may be the number one overall.
Yeah, it might be Saquon.
I mean, Saquon's having a monster year. Like, he's going to be in consideration for it.
Yeah.
Well, Cakes, I'll tell you, a guy who's having a pretty good year for the hapless Saints. I didn't even realize this. He hasn't been practicing. Alvin Kamara, because of an illness, at least through yesterday. Still hadn't practiced.
What kind of an illness is it?
Don't know.
So for you fantasy dorks out there, just go pick up Kendre Miller.
Kendre,
his backup. Yeah. He got a little bit of work last week. I think he scored a touchdown in last week's game.
Mm-hmm. So,
and he was a guy who was really in the doghouse when Dennis Allen was the head coach. But is it Rizzi? Rizzi's the interim.
Darren Rizzi?
Rizzi is the interim, and I guess he's... Letting him start with a clean slate.
This is why you have to take care of business this week, because he's been unable to practice. His status for Sunday against the Commanders is uncertain. They're gonna already not have Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Taysom Hill,
yep.
Derek Carr. You gotta close this out.
Yeah, you have to. Beat,
I know.
I mean, just,
this would be a horrible loss.
It would be a bad loss. Yeah. They are so wounded, though. Does that make them kind of dangerous?
I mean, they've been a feisty team under Rizzi, but I just think with the...
They've won
the
3 of 4.
Commanders coming out of the bye, healthy. Jaden's rib should be 100%, I would think, or close to it at this point. Guys are fresh.
B-Rob should be
B-Rob,
ready to go.
Like,
yeah.
Look at what running backs have done to that Saints team in the last few weeks. B-Rob is in line for a monster type of game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should go... for 110 or 115, score a touchdown, help them control the ball throughout. Like, he's going to be the focal point.
I mean, unless they just come out flat, turn the ball over a couple of times, which they did against Dallas,
right?
Because everyone thought they were going to just roll Dallas, certainly come out and play a lot better than they did. But if they just come out flat and they just don't look sharp and they turn the ball over, they have a special teams gaffer, then the Saints can be in the game.
But
if they're going to, if Washington plays a solid game,
it should be fine.
It should be fine.
I watched all three pressers from Cliff, I watched DQ, and I watched Joe Witt, and they all mentioned that the energy has been outstanding this week.
Yeah.
And that's what they, you know, that's been something that they've been focused on for sure. The Saints did officially, Coach Darren Rizzi did name Jake Haener as their starter on Sunday. If you don't know, this will be Haener's first career start. Came into the league last year as a fourth-round choice, Cakes, out of?
Is it Fresno State
Fresno,
guy?
You got it. He's appeared in 7 games this season. He's completed 14 of 29 passing attempts for 177 yards and a touchdown. So even though he's been in 77 games, he's basically only got 1 game's worth of passes.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the nod over Rattler, who went 0-3 during his stretch as the starter. So up to Haener to see if he could continue. You know, since Rizzi took over, they've won 3 or 4. They're 3-1.
Let me give you just a blurb from one of the fantasy guys I follow that does write-ups on every matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Expected Week 15 starter Haener stands 6'2", 207, brings zilch with his legs, and has completed an unforgivable 48% of his to-date passes as a pro.
Right.
That's from Evan Silver from Establish the Run. I mean,
right. Though it's a road game.
You got to take advantage of that guy.
Even though
you got to beat him up from the opening snap.
Even though it's a road game, it would be a much worse loss than the Cowboy game.
This would be a hideous loss for the Commanders.
Correct.
Now, obviously, we've talked about the injury to Noah Brown. Luke McCaffrey is somebody, Cakes has mentioned this week, that is hoping to get a few more targets this week.
That'd be
he's
nice.
Played on something like, I think I saw the number was like 41% of the snaps. So it's not like he's a complete noob. Like he's been out there.
Right.
And I know early on anyway, at least halfway through the season, guys were saying he's open. They're just not, they're not getting him the ball. So be interesting to see if Luke steps up a little bit, if he gets a few more targets. Of course, they signed KJ Osborne. You don't have any audio of that, do you, Valdez? This is KJ who like flew in right away, got there like the first day at like 5 a.m. to try to get knee deep into the playbook. Like he wants to contribute right away if he can.
It's been pretty quick. Kind of got the call and, I was probably on a flight 3 hours later. So I was packed up, ready to go. So I'm excited.
What do you think you can add to this offense?
Man, just my skill set, man. I feel like I can play anywhere, inside, outside. I can stretch the field in the red zone, third down. I just want to come in and work, and sure, improve it to my teammates, to my coaches, and to this organization, the type of player that I am and I can be, and I'm just excited to get to work, man.
I was listening to Sheehan for a little bit on the way home yesterday, and he was recapping or recounting a story about how KJ Osborne, I think this is like a year or two ago, he was riding in an Uber.
That's right.
And he sees, like on the side of the road, there's a car, like on fire.
Right.
And he tells the Uber driver, hey, pull over, we got to see if this guy needs help. He and the Uber driver pull the guy out of the car, burning car.
Right. Saved his life.
Saved the dude's life.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I remember that story.
If I was riding the Uber and the car's on fire, I'm going to go by.
Hit the gas, buddy.
I'm going to say, I hope that guy makes it. I hope that guy's going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't have the hero gene, Cakes.
Yeah, good for him. It sounds like just a solid human being that they signed.
The only people probably on the planet I would consider saving would be my children.
Well, I don't mean do more than consider saving.
Yeah, you consider it. Right. You think about it. You ponder it.
Well, it depends on if they were definitely doomed.
You'd have to do a cost benefit analysis.
Should I dunk myself off too? Yeah, like, it's already a bad situation.
They're daughters, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna add insult to injury. Cakes, you will find this interesting. The Commanders did, in fact, bring in a kicker yesterday.
Oh.
Ooh.
Greg Joseph.
Oh, okay. He was with the Vikings.
He's been with a bunch of teams.
Yep.
Set since with the Panthers, Titans, Bucks, Vikings, Packers, and Lions. He signed with the Giants.
Interesting.
But here's why. This is kind of a nightmare. Zane Gonzalez has been dealing with a foot injury.
Ooh. Ooh. So
sign him. They just worked him out.
From what I remember, from what I can recall, there was no injury caveat to our bet, was there?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
I didn't make an injury caveat, but I didn't know he's been dealing with a foot injury.
Interesting.
So
see how this plays out.
Maybe they're just doing it just in case if he struggles, then they'll know right away that's somebody they can sign. But apparently
it's $2. Do I really care that much about
$2? No, you just want to be right.
Yeah, I just want to be right.
When's the last time? So Joseph was with who last year or this year?
So he's 30 years old. All right. I think he was the Giants released him last month. All right. At one point, he signed a 3-year deal with the Dolphins. Let me see. Back in 2018, but they cut him coming out of the preseason. And then from there, he had stints with the Panthers, the Titans, the Bucks, the Vikings, the Packers, the Lions.
He's made the rounds.
Before signing them. And I'm telling you, this is kind of normal for kickers. It's hard to latch on. Got to get hot at the right time. There's got to be an opening.
So he replaced Graham Gano with the Giants when Gano got hurt in that first Washington game. Is that when they signed Joseph? I think
probably. It sounds right.
Yeah.
So they in fact did bring in a kicker. All right,
getting back to the offense for just a second, I think this might be a bump Zach Ertz game. Listen to his targets in the last like six games. 11. This one's weird. He had one target in the Giants win for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
8 against the Steelers, 7 against the Eagles, 8 against Dallas, 6 in the win over Tennessee. Especially with Noah Brown not being there and KJ Osborne. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be active for the game or not. I mean, he just got to the team a day or two ago. Zach Ertz, big game. Big game incoming for Zach Ertz.
Well, and then Marshawn Lattimore should be playing a lot in this
That's
game.
A great ad.
I guess. He should be.
I don't know if they've said if they're going to, like, work him in slowly. They probably won't. Because
anybody want to give me odds on Marshawn Lattimore pick in his debut as a Commander? Any takers? But I need odds.
You'd have to. That's a Lurch thing.
I would need odds.
Lurch will pretty much take anyone.
You're interested?
Bets.
Yeah.
I would need 5-1 odds.
Okay.
How much? $5 bet?
$5.
I win. 25 spot.
My 25 to your 5.
So, yeah. you lose 25 if he gets a pick.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I'll do it.
Is there a stipulation that he needs to be active, or there needs to be a certain number of stats? Gotta,
Right, so hold on. So you're betting
if he's not active,
$5 that he'll get a pick.
Canceled wager.
So what if he's active and doesn't see the field?
Then I win.
Then I'm out $5.
Hold on.
But if he's active, he's seeing the field.
So if he gets a pick, you get 25.
Correct.
Yeah. If he doesn't, you got to give him $5.
$5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that bet.
I got all kinds of wagers this weekend.
I love that.
One thing that Joe Witt did say is, and he makes a point of this every week if you watch those pressers.
Against a rookie quarterback?
I mean, he's got a chance.
Making his first start?
Yeah. He's got a chance. Yeah. Is that they want to be productive. He calls it be productive with the ball, like produce the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he says we got to produce the ball more. They have done that, right? More, right? They're starting to create some turnovers. And then some guys asked him, they were like following up, how you do? And he just said added some drills, some old school drills that have worked in the past. I don't know what they are, but it's been a focal point for them.
You want to
do
a secondary bet with me, Jason?
Okay.
Give me 10-1 that the defense or special team scores a touchdown.
Oh.
Another $5 bet.
So you're willing to pay him $10?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Come on. 10-1?
Yeah, 10-1.
When you got 500,000 Bitcoin reason.
So if Marshawn Lattimore...
I'll give you 8-1.
Okay, I'll take it. If Marshawn Lattimore scores a pick six, you're going to owe me...
40 much? Plus 65.
Yeah, size for that. Oh, I'm a big fan of Marshawn Lattimore pick six this weekend.
My brain's in a fog now. I'm going to forget about all these. You have to text these to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, my text is the audio that Valdez is recording.
All right, so it's 8-1 defensive score or special team score.
Yep.
And it's 5-1 Marshawn gets
Very
a pick.
Very bullish on Marshawn Lattimore this weekend.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I am.
All right.
It's kind of the headspace.
Are you jinxing that whole thing too? Is he jinxing everything?
I don't think I'm jinxing anything. I'm forecasting. I'm looking into my crystal ball.
You see Jaden having a big day?
I think he's going to have a pretty big day.
Yeah.
Against a defense that just gives it up to running backs and rushing quarterbacks. Yeah, should have a big day. In a homecoming game? Yeah. Probably has a big day.
It's a must-win game.
Right. We've gone over a million times. The matchup predictor, of course, hasn't really changed. It has the Commanders 68.8% to win this game.
Okay.
I don't think Jamison Crowder will be available this week, but who knows? Again, offensively, 212 passing yards per game, tied for 19th. They can rush the ball, but if Kamara's not there, as we talked about, Cakes, that's really going to be an issue for them. They're middle of the pack in scoring. They're middle of the pack defensively. And a lot of that was based on what they did early on. So it's right there for them. You got the Rams on their asses. They're banged up. They're playing a backup quarterback getting his first start. It is a home game, and it's difficult to win on the road, but this is basically a must-win scenario.
Yeah. I mean, the Saints don't have anybody besides Kamara that can threaten to score touchdowns.
They don't have anybody that scares you.
I mean, unless you put them in good situations and you turn the ball over on your own 15 and they've got the ball in the red zone. But I can't imagine them just putting together long drives.
The only thing I'd be afraid of is if Haener can get the ball deep to Valdez-Scantling, like he can hit you for a big play. And Kamara,
okay, well, Haener's got to get the ball to him.
He has to get the ball to him.
I mean, it's his first start.
And Kamara, he can take like a screen pass 50 yards for a touchdown at any point.
Now,
curious. I'd worry about that, too.
The three wins they do have are over kind of a swooning Falcons team, right?
Yep.
They beat them 28-17. The Browns,
right,
which is just, they're in a They're in turmoil constantly. They lost to the Rams 2 weeks ago, and then a squeaker dud over the Giants, 14-11. In the last 2 weeks, they've scored 14 points.
I will say that their defense did play pretty well against the Rams, who obviously have two really good receivers and a good running back.
Giving up only 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the Rams kind of scored late.
Well, we're going to give our predictions at 8:20. We'll go around the horn. We'll get Drabby, Valdez. We'll get Mar involved, and then we could bang out some calls, too, if people want to make predictions.
We'll do that at 8:20, but when we come back, we'll do our weekly touchdown parlay. We're going to try to string together a bunch of touchdown scores and make a bunch of money. We will do that next on The Fan. We need to get our swagger back when it comes to the anytime touchdown parlay. It's been a dry spell that we've been in. Maybe this is the week. Maybe we get an early Christmas gift. Maybe we hit it. I like my pick.
All right, let's get into it.
I really like my pick.
I like mine, too. For some reason, on FanDuel, the Washington game is not up.
Probably because they didn't know the quarterback.
The game is up, and it's the touchdown score prop is not up.
Yep.
All right. So, Cakes, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I'm going to go to a real dog dud of a game as the Jags take on the New York Jets. Now, the Jags, their defense is horrible. Aaron Rodgers should have a decent game throwing to Devontae and Garrett Wilson, but I'm going to the other side. Brian Thomas Jr. is having a really good rookie campaign, despite the fact that he's had Mac Jones throwing him the ball for the last, I believe it's three games. He has 54 grabs, 851 yards, six touchdowns. He's averaging 15.8 yards per catch. But what really catches my eye is in the last two games, he's had 10 targets and 12 targets. Now, he scored against Houston. He didn't find the end zone against Tennessee, but I think Doug Peterson and that staff in a lost season are finally just saying, let's throw the ball to our best player. That's Brian Thomas Jr. Let's give him double-digit targets every single week. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to find the end zone in a trailing game script. They're going to be losing the game to the Jets because Rodgers is going to get his. So I think a lot of throwing from Mac Jones to Brian Thomas Jr. And the number is plus 175.
Ooh, that's a good number.
The number's just too good to pass up.
Okay.
So I have BTJ, Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jags, finding the end zone. By the way, pretty good wide receivers they crank out at LSU.
And they're not
bad. Neighbors and Brian Thomas Jr., Justin Jefferson.
Jamar Chase. Yeah, they're decent.
The list goes on and on.
All right, behind the glass, are you guys doing one pick or are you doing three different ones?
We're all going to get in on the action.
Love it.
All right, so let's start
with a great development.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go because I don't want you guys to take mine.
Okay.
So, look, Tyreek Hill is obviously one of the best receivers in the league. Since Tua has been back, he has been targeting Tyreek. He has been throwing the ball. Obviously, Tyreek's numbers were down when Tua was out. But in the last five games, he's got four touchdowns. Last week against the Jets in a 32-26 win, he had 14 targets. So Tua was looking for Tyreek. He had 10 catches for a buck 15. He did score. The week before that, which was Thanksgiving, it was actually on Thanksgiving Day, at Green Bay, he had nine targets. He had six catches for 83. He did score. He scored against Vegas. He scored against the Rams. And they've been scoring points. I mean, the Dolphins have scored 23, 34, 34, 17 and a loss at Green Bay, and then 32 last week. So they're scoring some points.
Tua's been on fire.
Yep. They're playing in Houston. I think it's obviously indoors. Mm-hmm. I think Tyreek's going to get his. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game. They're going to be up and down the field. So give me Tyreek to score his fifth touchdown in the last 6 weeks. I believe it's plus 120.
It's better than that. It's plus 130.
Plus 130. All right.
Yep.
I'll take Tua to Tyreek plus 130 against Houston.
All right, we got two legs.
You like
in.
That one?
Can I go? Sure.
Got Brian Thomas Jr. and Tyreek, both at plus numbers.
All right, Mr.
Can I
Bickle?
Jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Cake's not letting me pick the Skins. I'm going to go with his guy.
Ooh.
He's coming off a strong week 14. They say he averaged about 14.9 fantasy points. He played 93% of the snaps, and on running routes, 90% of the snaps on passing plays. He faces a Ravens defense that's given up third most fantasy points per game to receivers, Malik Neighbors.
Oh, you're going to my guy.
I'm going with your guy.
That is my guy.
Yep.
All right, Malik Neighbors. Let me pull up his number. Malik Nabers is at, ooh, it's a healthy number, plus 260.
Ooh, wow.
That probably just doomed us.
Well, if this hits.
What have you seen from the Giants in the last couple weeks that makes you?
Well, I stay, well, the I'm just, first of all, I believe in Nabers, and like I said, what I read, they give up the third most fantasy points per game to receivers, the Ravens.
And
I do have to factor in. You gotta have to factor in the quarterback.
I think Tommy DeVito is a slight upgrade over Drew Lock. The problem with DeVito is he gets sacked at an alarming rate.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think I actually think Nabers is like a freak. So
he is. Just a matter of can he find the end zone?
Yeah,
he is a freak. But you gotta have a decent quarterback throwing him the ball.
Yeah. All right. So sorry.
But that's your play.
You know, yeah. I like this parlay so far. A lot of receivers, receiver heavy.
All right, behind the glass. Who wants to start us off back there?
Here, I'll go ahead.
All right.
I'm going to back a receiver, Cakes.
Love it.
A receiver that's getting a ton of targets.
All right.
A receiver that's going against a porous secondary and an awful defense. A receiver who's a part of an ascending offense that's on the come. Mm. I'm going to go with old man Adam Thielen. To get a touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys. I believe he's plus 220 right now.
He is.
Young's kind of slinging it. The offense is looking a lot better. They're going against a crappy Cowboys secondary. Thielen's getting a lot of targets.
Could be pew, 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 pew.
A lot of targets in the last two or three games. He is. So Adam Thielen to get to the end zone plus 220.
Can you believe there Carolina is favored in that game? Think about that.
When's
the last time they were favored?
I think it's been like 33 games since they've been favored.
Yeah, they're favored against the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones boys are dogs against Carolina, won one game last year.
All right, all we have left is Drab and Marr. Will, are we going to have a wide receiver exclusive parlay? I don't know. Time will tell.
Now, I'm going to buck the trend here. I'm going to go to the marquee matchup on Sunday, Bills versus Lions. Give me Josh Allen anytime, plus 115. He scored a rushing touchdown in four consecutive games, and last week against the Rams, he destroyed them for three rushing touchdowns. Detroit has a pretty banged-up defense, so, you know, hopefully this should be a layup.
All right, I like it.
We're all plus numbers so far.
Oh, it's going to be
There's
crazy.
There's no chance Drab comes in with a minus number.
No.
That's impossible.
He's going to have like plus 400.
I don't think he's ever done that.
I'd be very disappointed.
I don't know if I've ever done
that.
Yeah,
never taken.
No, we're not doing plus 400, but I love this play. And look, usually I never bet on my hometown team. I like to stay away from it.
Yep.
But Jaxon Smith-Njigba is just too good.
He's been on fire, too.
He's just too good. Geno's looking for him all the time. DK's blocking his butt off for him. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is up to number six in the NFL in receiving yards as our number two receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable comeuppance. So we're going to go with Jaxon Smith-Njigba against the Packers. Hopefully a lot of points scored probably in that game. So go with Smith-Njigba plus 185.
All right.
Recap.
Man, this is a big one. All right, we have six legs because everybody's participating.
Mm-hmm.
JP's going to be so bitter if this hits. Brian Thomas Jr., plus 175. Tyreek Hill, plus 130. Malik Nabers, plus 260. Adam Thielen to score for the Panthers at plus 220. Josh Allen is the low number here at plus 115 in a big matchup with the Lions. And JSN at plus 185. A $10 wager pays $4,454.74. Let's go.
We'll get, what, 600 each? Something like that?
It's a lot. It's a big number.
It's going to be a Merry Christmas on the Junkies.
Oh, man. We've been doing a lot of this. We hit this one. Yeah, big one.
That would be
big
awesome.
One if we hit it.
Stuffing our stockings.
$10 pays $4,454.74. So you can either tail us, you can fade us, do what you wish, but you're going to be bitter if this one hits and you didn't put a few bucks on it. So we will be sweating that throughout the weekend, and we will tweet out that result on @JunksRadio, and
right.
you can go place a wager there, and hopefully it hits.
That's our biggest play.
That's a big one.
In the touchdown prop,
right? It's a big one, and we hope it comes through. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by John Feinstein. And later in the show, Scott Abraham joins us at 9 to talk Saints Commanders. And Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints, WWL Radio in New Orleans. He'll join the show coming up at 9:25.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.